What a fantastic result it was yesterday for Tasmania. An all Tassie result in the Group 1 Australian Guineas with the filly Mystic Journey becoming the first Tasmanian-trained Group 1 winner on the mainland of Australia in more than 100 years. Quite remarkable. Mystic Journey is sired by Armidale Studs Needs Further. David Wishaw from Armidale is with us on Talking Horses this morning. How are you feeling, David?
Yeah, morning, Joe. Just a little bit slow out of the barriers this morning, but still on cloud nine.
I bet you are. What a great win it was.
Yeah, just huge. I really think the whole of the Tasmanian racing community is pinching ourselves. There's no doubt we can breed great horses, but most of them get transferred to mainland trainers once they get to that sort of Group 1 company. And for Adam Trinder and his connections, I just think it's just an amazing feat to be able to bring her over on the ship on Thursday night, not win, but streak him in what was one of the better guineas fields we've seen in a while.
She's an absolute superstar. There's no doubt about that. She's even got her own Twitter account these days. She's known as Betty or Betty the Jet and the pride of Tassie.
Yeah, my word, yes. No, there's no doubt social media is becoming increasingly important, especially with her quest to get a start in the All-Star Mile. So the connection saw the need to jump on that band wagon, and I think it's definitely helped. She was very unlucky not to get in the All-Star Mile on votes, I thought. There was obviously two Tassie born, bred, red and trained horses, so with Hell of a Street vying for a position as well. Unfortunately, I think the two of them cost one another a start in the race on votes, but hopefully a wild card on Monday may change that scene.
Speaking of Mystic Journey's Twitter account, there was a great post late yesterday and it said, "Today is for the believers. Doesn't matter where you're from, believe you can buy a horse for $11,000 and mix with the best in Australia. You may not have a big name trainer or jockey, but with the right support behind you, anything is possible." They were great words.
Yeah, I agree. And they really echo with me. I guess that sort of stuff gets me out of bed every morning. We're only a small stud in national terms. Most Tassie trainers are only small trainers on national terms. But this dream gets us all out of bed every morning. The dream that what we do can make a difference and we can compete at the top echelon of racing in Australia or anywhere in the world and beat them fair and square. And I think that would resonate with a lot of not only breeders but trainers and owners and probably emerging jockeys as well. So, yeah, love those words myself too.
A milestone day, not just for Tasmanian racing, for your stud Armidale, with Needs Further siring his first Group One winner, Mystic Journey. What's the story behind him?
Trying to cut a long story short, things were pretty tough in Tassie. My father passed away in 2008, and my mother took over the running of the stud. Broodmare numbers had dwindled from 1,000 broodmares based in Tassie to 500 in less than 10 years. And our family sat down and we had a lot of workshop meetings about what we're going to do as a business going forward. My mother saw a little future in standing stallions in Tassie, but said, "I'm very supportive of you if you want to give it a crack." And so we tried to network with as many bloodstock agents as we could. We were looking for a colonial horse with some early speed, with a pedigree that was easy to make to, and had some depth in his pedigree. My father always said, look for stallions under the pedigree and look for a stallion with depth in his pedigree. So we were lucky enough to get connected with Needs Further through Randwick Bloodstock. And they actually helped us finance us into the horse. And I guess the rest is history. We threw all the mares we had at him. He received 70 mares in his first year, which once again to national terms is very humble, yet it was the best book a Tassie stallion had seen in 10 years. So I think he was very well received in our local market and the right trainers bought them. And you know, horses like Mystic Journey or Patina Arena is a stakes winner out of his first crop and Mystic Journey is his flag bearer out of his second crop. And her three-quarter sister, Mystical Pursuit, once again, is another stakes winner out of his third crop. So I think considering he had something like 160 foals in his first 3 years. I think he's doing an outstanding job.
What's his fee these days, David?
Well, my phone went silly this morning when I turned it on, and I had a lot of people sending texts booking mares in at last year's service fee, but I guess as a family and as a syndicate, we will sit down and discuss his service fee going forward. His service fee started at $3,000 plus GST. We increased it to $5,000 plus GST off the back of his first crop, in which he threw the winner of every two-year-old feature race in Tassie, including the Magic Millions two-year-old race, two Tassie Stakes races. He had a track record holder in his first crop. So we saw the need to increase it to something a bit more realistic. So we went to $5,000. Where it goes this year, I don't know, but it'll be something very realistic. My passion lies within giving breeders the opportunity to breed to good bloodlines at realistic and levels. So, yeah, watch this space.
Mm. How many mares did he last cover?
Yeah, once again, that was very humbling. He covered 49 mares last season, which we thought was a touch on the light side. We launched a new Stallion Alpine Eagle, a High Chaparral, and there's no doubt he's taken mares away from needs further. He's a beautifully bred stallion as well, an impeccable type. And Alpine Eagle covered 90-odd mares last year, which saw obviously not a heap of mares left in the state to go to needs further. But we're really hoping with the performance of Mystic Journey on the racetrack at Flemington yesterday, and I'm pretty confident Mystical Pursuit will be over here in the spring. I think once he gets a few stakes horses in Victoria, we'll see the ship start trucking some mares from Victoria to Tassie rather than from Tassie to Victoria.
Yesterday's outcome with Mystic Journey winning the Group 1 Australian Guineas is a big turning point for Tasmanian racing and breeding, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. As I said, we all get out of bed dreaming every morning that what we are doing is going to make a difference, and what we're doing is going to see us compete at the top echelon of racing. And I think it'll make a lot of people down in Tassie stand up and be just a little bit more proud of what we're doing. It'll give several people some spring in their step, and I hope it encourages breeders to really, really consider sending their mares down to Tassie and to come and have a look at the stud and other studs in Tassie and what we've got to offer. I sincerely believe we've got the best country in Australia to grow horses out. We're blessed to have had green grass year-round. We've got some lovely rolling hills, which I think are great for laying down bone and growing young horses. And I think our trainers do an exceptional job. I think for Tassie trainers to have two starters in a Group 1 race yesterday is just huge. And you know, Scotty Brunton obviously had the inevitable in yesterday, and they've been very unlucky not to win a Group 1. They had Lady on there that came up against Typhoon Tracy in the Mire a few years ago, and they've been outstanding. You know, him and his father have been outstanding trainers for a long time. Adam Trinder's a trainer going places. He's a real young professional and doing an outstanding job. He's got exceptional attention to detail, and I think yesterday was just the beginning for him. So I really hope a turning point. I hope our local government can get behind the industry a bit more and pour some more money into prize money. We're falling a little bit behind the mainland as far as prize money. We're very lucky our Liberal government tipped some money in to launch a new breeders bonus scheme last year that I think has probably saved the breeding industry. I think without that we would be in dire straits, but we launched a $20,000 bonus scheme which sees the winner of every two-year-old and three-year-old maiden in Tassie win an extra $20,000 if they're Tas bred, and it also sees any Tasmanian sired horse, if they're nominated in the Tasbred scheme, match Super Vobis bonuses if they run around in Victoria. So it's a scheme that not only recognises the importance of our local racing industry and our local breeding industry, but also the export of our local products. So we think that's been a great start and a good stepping stone, but I guess we've got to continue to lobby government and get them to back an industry that's such a big economic player in such a small state.
Well said, David, and good on you too for sticking at the breeding caper after what were obviously some tough times many years ago.
Yeah, thank you. I guess everyone in this breeding game goes through tough times. I say to a lot of people, it breeds resilience in those that breed, if nothing else. And I guess I was blessed to have been given the opportunity with a grandfather starting the stud in the 60s and my father and mother taking it over. It it would have been a real cop-out not to have a crack, and it looks like we might have snared a good one.
What a magic moment you enjoyed yesterday. Congratulations, David, and we look forward to seeing what Mystic Journey goes on to do in her own journey.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for your time.
That's David Wishaw from Armidale Stud in Tasmania. They stand the sire of Mystic Journey. Yesterday's Group 1 Australian Guineas winner, Needs Further. He'll become pretty popular down there, I dare say.